In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with Volume 17, May 4th, 1925. This is so powerful to hear what Jesus has got planned, what he has ready for all of humanity. And he's asking us to be attentive. And again, when I hear the word attentive, it's read, study this, put this into practice, begin to know it, love it, and possess it. So Jesus says, be attentive. He says, because this gift of the divine will is about rescuing that eternal divine will with so much love wants to dwell in humanity. So here, what God breathed into Adam, and Adam got rid of it. Jesus comes to earth as the new Adam. Mary comes to the new earth as the earth as the new Eve. This breath of Jesus and Mary has filled Louisa with what? Rescuing the eternal will, the divine will, which was lost from Adam. And people for the last 2,000 years since Jesus came to earth and Mary came to earth is learning how to do the will of God, but to live in the will of God was very far from humanity. So God's now teaching us how to live in the divine will. So he says, this divine, eternal will, this divine will with so much love wants to dwell in humanity. But the divine will wants to be known. The divine will doesn't want to be like a stranger anymore. Rather, the divine will wants to give out its goods to become life of each soul. The divine will wants its rights, God's rights, whole, God's place of honor in the in humanity. It wants the human will to be banished, and which is the only enemy for humanity, the only enemy for the divine will is our human will and for all of mankind. So what is our human will? Our human will is when we make a good confession. Blessed be Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I'm sorry. I don't want to live like this. That's what we do when we go to confession. I want to make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid any near occasion of sin. And these are the penances that I'm going to do. What God wants is he wants us to return to our innocence, return to our purity. That's the pure life of Jesus, the pure life of Mary. Our Lady of America talks about it. She says, the children of America will bring purity to the world. What purity? It's the pure life of Jesus, the pure life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, which Louisa possesses. That's what God has come. That's what God's bringing about. So he says very, very clearly, the divine will wants to be known. It doesn't want to be a stranger anymore. It wants to give out its goods, these divine qualities of God. The divine will wants to become life of every human being. The divine will wants its right whole. It wants its place of honor. It wants humanity, the human will. He wants humanity to banish the human will. I don't want to have to go to confession again. And and Jesus says, when the kingdom of God comes on earth as it is in heaven, the devil who's been banished from heaven will be banished from earth. That's what's coming. So he's saying, as you're praying for this, as you're longing for this, as you desire this, as you, the divine will becomes known, you're getting greater and greater strength, greater and greater power from heaven to force the evil one out. He can't bother you anymore. And what does that mean? When the evil one goes, no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. That's why Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, she says, time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of this era of evil. the kingdom is coming. A new era is coming. If you want to say a higher frequency is coming. We're going to enter into this new and abundant life of this love, this light of God. Jesus says this. He says, I want you to begin to understand in a very powerful way, the enemy of the divine will, the enemy of humanity. It's your human will. I want to do it my way. I just heard New Year's, the singing in New York City. I did it my way. No, we want to do it God's way. We're tired of doing it the human way. It's got to be. That's why the priest puts a drop of water in the chalice every day. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. So Jesus says, the mission of my divine will was the purpose of the creation of Adam. The mission of my divine will was to be breathed into Adam, but he lost it. So I had to wait to redeem the world. And my mother co-redeemed with me as the new Adam and the new Eve. Why? To have the newborn, that I can breathe this gift back into humanity so that humanity can receive what I originally planned for all of humanity. The mission of my divine will was the purpose of the creation of Adam. My divinity did not depart from heaven, from its throne. My will instead not only departed, but descended to all created things and formed its life in them. However, he says, while all things recognize me, and I, Jesus, dwell in all things with divine majesty and divine decorum, man alone drove me away. See, we see the beauty. St. Thomas Aquinas says that. You see the love of God in creation. He says, but I, Jesus, want to conquer mankind and win him again. And he says, and in this way is why my mission is not finished. So he says, Jesus, Louisa, this is why I called you. I entrusted to you, Louisa, my own mission. She possesses the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, my own mission, my mother's own mission, so that you, Louisa, may place the one who drove me away, that's humanity, back on the lap of God, on my divine will. And everything, all of humanity, may return back to me in my most holy divine will. You see what Jesus is doing? He had to choose a human born of original sin. He possessed it, yes, the Son of God. Mary possessed it, yes, the Mother of God. But he says, I had to choose a human to be one with me, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, to possess this life, to give it to humanity. Now, again, like I said, right from the beginning when we started this, Louisa didn't want to talk about herself. She didn't want to talk about herself at all. So this wait, Louisa, did you write everything down? Yeah, I wrote everything down. What if I told you you didn't write about the most important thing about the divine will, that this gift was given to you? And you represent the Holy Spirit. That doesn't mean she is the Holy Spirit. It means this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's going to come upon earth has begun with her, a human of original sin. It wasn't Jesus. It wasn't Mary. But now it's Louisa has this gift, a new beginning for all of humanity. But it's not new at all. It's the oldest gift. It's the gift that God breathed into Adam, the Ruah of God, the Spirit of God, the breath of God. And Jesus says now, he says, and this is why when you go through the six steps that Our Lady taught Louisa of how to give up your human will, the sixth step was to ask God for all the divine qualities as much as possible that a human could possess. God says, I'll fill you to overflowing. That's our God. He's gratuitous. He can't stop giving. And he's asking us, are you ready to live this abundant life? He's asking us, do you want to possess the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that I breathed into Louisa? I remember the one thing that I always wanted to know, what was Louisa's eyes? What did she look like? What was the color of her eyes? Father Bucci said, She, again, more of heaven than of earth. He said her eyes, to recognize the color of her eyes, he says, look at the dome of the Vatican at 12 o'clock with no clouds in the sky. That was her, that was the color of her eyes. Good things are coming. Great things are coming. Amazing things are coming. He says this, everything is going to return back to God. Everything's going to return back to his divine will. And God's going to make sure that we can do this. It's not a mystery. It's in black and white for those who want it. It's the book of heaven. As you read this, as you study this, he says, I will expand your capacity every day that you read. I'll expand your capacity so that, he says, I'll touch your mind so that you'll know this, and I'll touch your heart that you will love it. This is a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming. The first Pentecost was like in the spring. It's the rhubarb. It's the asparagus. It's the strawberries. It's the first fruit. The second Pentecost is at the end. Our Lady says, time has now come to an end. It's all the fruit, all the vegetables that's been growing all summer long. It's this celebration. Jesus says, get ready for the wedding feast of heaven. Get ready for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming. We haven't seen anything yet. We were very close to a new beginning, which isn't new at all. It's what God wanted for Adam in the beginning, what he gave to Adam in the beginning. And now we have even more than what God gave to Adam. It's not only what Adam lost, but what Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, have given to humanity through his holy church. He says, therefore, do not be surprised at the great and marvelous things that I, Jesus, may tell you, Louisa. He says that to us. Don't be surprised what I'm going to tell Louisa. For the sake of this mission, he says, there's great things that I got to tell you. And he says, there are many graces which I may give you. That's Louisa and us to know this gift. He says, because this is not about making a saint. And a lot of people say, well, I'm going to be holy. No. It's about saving the human generations, restoring the human generations, regenerating the human generations. This is about rescuing a divine will for which everything must return to the beginning, back to the origin from which everything came, back to God, back to the womb of the Father, so that the purpose of my divine will may have its complete fulfillment. Complete fulfillment. See, when this new and glorious body that God's going to give us, it's not going to be this, but we'll look at this body and we'll go, I was food for worms. I was living dead compared to the abundant life that's coming. This abundant life is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. This true life of Jesus and true life of Mary breathed into Louisa. Jesus says, you have to understand this. Don't be surprised about what I'm going to show you. Don't be surprised about all the graces that you're going to receive. Don't be surprised about this divine life that you're going to begin to live. That's what the priest says every day at Holy Mass. May we share in the divinity of Christ. Putting that drop of water, that's us, we're nothing. In that cup filled with wine, the drop of water becomes wine. It's not oil and water, becomes wine. This is what God's going to do with the divine will. As John Paul II said, a new and divine way of holiness is coming upon the earth. And he has asked us to begin to live this life. And he says, would you do it for all of humanity? He says, Louisa, Moses stood in the breach for the Israelites. Will you stand in the breach for all of humanity? Louisa said, yes. Jesus says to us, do you want to work with Louisa? I'll give you everything I gave to Louisa. This is hers. Do you want to possess what I breathed into Louisa? If you want it, he says, read what I gave to her. Study what I gave to her. Put into practice what I gave to Louisa. It's not about becoming a saint. That's volume 1 through volume 10. Volume 11 through volume 19 is living in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then volume 20 through volume 36 is how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. God, this is a glorious time to be alive. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. That all the little children, the holy divine will become divinely healed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.